Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Laura, you ready for some guru time?
Let's do it. Let's heal the world.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com, yes. Where the gurus unite to cleanse the bad energy in the room and in the world. As Shani Coltrane burns sage, Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
In through the nose, out through the mouth, exhale.
As we help a fellow fought in need.
Save a life.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura. Hello, Almighty Gurus. And Ebro and DJ Cass One. I would like to remain anonymous. I would like the insight of the entire cast. I'm a 27-year-old male with a past of sleeping around with different women. I love the thrill of seeing who I could get next.
Okay.
Which made me decide to not be in a relationship for 6 years. Till I met my girl now. We've been together for 8 months, and it's going fantastic. I met her entire family, and they treat me like I'm part of the family. She's a wonderful woman who's just as chill and mellow as I am.
Okay.
We take trips together, work out together, practically do everything together. The relationship is great. However, lately, I've been checking out other females. And it seems like my old ways are trying to pull me back. I stop myself from entertaining the thought because I do not want to mess this relationship up. But these females have been looking good. It gets me thinking if I'm forever cursed to being an F-boy. Will I ever grow out of this? I would like to know how you guys handle this situation, as I'm sure I'm not the only guy who's going through this. Thank you guys so much for the insight. Much love to every one of you. P.S. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa, yo. That's a fact. I mean, are you ever going to grow out of being attracted to other people?
Yeah, what's the question?
I mean, I wouldn't say...
There's a difference, right? You can find people attractive, but it's up to you if you want to act on it. Like, that's a whole different level.
The trick is discipline, bro.
Well, I think he's asking, will he ever grow out of wanting to act on it?
Maybe not, but the discipline part is to not act on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to want to, you're going to see them, they're going to look good, and a part of you may want to engage, but you have to stop yourself if you feel like who you're with is valuable and you don't want to lose
it. Are you willing to give up your relationship? Are you willing to lose everything for this other person? You got to ask yourself that too, you know? Because there has a time where you have to make decisions, you know, unless your partner now wants to be in an open relationship, but I doubt that.
Right.
That never works for the most part.
So yeah, once things settle down and the honeymoon wears off.
Right.
You start, and by the way, and now everyone's back outside.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's hot. And the girl's been locked up too. So everyone's ready to go crazy.
Yep.
And you're going to notice a lot more.
Yep.
You have to make a conscious decision. It's never going to be like you're just going to see hot 25-year-old in crazy outfit and just be like, I don't even see that. I am looking at air. Hey,
you don't even want to be that dude.
Right. You like, it's okay to me. Like, you can admire, be like, oh, that person looks good. Like, it's okay. But it's a whole different level if you're going to be like, wait, let me search for this IG account and DM and try to meet up with them. That now you're going to a different place. And to Shani's point, to all of our points, you have to decide whether it's worth giving up what you have right now, because it seemed like you're in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, is it worth it? Family likes him. They work out together, travel. Like, you found the one because you was a player, and you found one that's like, yo, I'm willing to lock in with this. And now the novelty has worn off. and now the hot chicks is out.
And the freaks come out at night and day and all the time. And day. The freaks come out at night and day.
It feels to me like this man still wants to be a gyalis.
Yeah, of course.
This man's a gyalis.
It sounds like it, because to quote the great Shawnee Culture, you know, love without responsibility is amazing.
It's amazing. But you know, but the flip side is, or in addition to, love is a duty. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put in the work. If you feel like she's the one, then you know, lock in, bro.
But what if he doesn't know? He might not know if she's the one, but he wants to give it a chance. And at the same time, he's struggling because everyone's so hot out here. It's going to feel like a struggle to some degree.
But you ultimately have to make that decision. And if you really don't want to be with this person and you want to start creeping, I'm going to tell you this. Do that woman a favor and let her know that you don't necessarily want to be, you know, in a committed
lockdown
relationship.
Facts.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Facts.
Be honest. Just be honest about where you stand and if you still want to see other people. Don't waste your time.
I think the service that we can do here, though, as the gurus, is to tell people something that's not spoken of out loud enough, which is that it's hard. It's always hard. Like you never get to a point where like you just see a smoking hot woman and are like, I don't care. Look the other way. Yes, fine. You do the first month when you're like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this person.
Right.
But once you get into normalcy, it's hard. And I just think it's important that you know that it's normal to feel that way. And the line is whether or not you can just be like, okay, put it aside and be happy with what you're in, versus, as Laura said, you're trying to do research, you're trying to make a conversation happen. Then you've got problems. You don't want to be doing that. And all that playing the game of like, oh yeah, but I could just flirt a little bit. Let me just play around with it. That ain't the way to go.
Don't open that door, fam. Don't open that door. So just make sure you're ready. You know what I mean? If you really feel like, listen, I don't want to be in this relationship with this wonderful person. If you care about her, you would be honest and let her go. But if you feel like you want to be, you know, want to give it a real shot, do not play. Do not play.
Right.
That's it.
That's it. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire, fire,
fire. Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. On a Tuesday, good morning. Listen, today's going to be another hot day in New York City, high of 91 degrees. But, you know, let's kick things off in the morning. Shout out to everybody who's traveling, commuting to work, getting ready, you know, to get the day started. Hit us up. We need a male and a female contestant, 800-223-9797 to play. Laura Never Loses.
Yo.
That's that essence, Rosenberg.
Oh.
Wizkid. That just feel, it feels good.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. Reminds the production.
You summertime.
You know, the vibes, the singing. It's just dope.
Oh, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Laura Stiles, Shawnee Culture. How was your weekend, the big holiday festivities?
I was just chatting with Shawnee Culture about it. Me, I kept it really low key. I had to go. I ended up at City MD.
Well, sounds like a regular Laura Stiles weekend.
Right. You know, because I've been coughing and I was having issues with my sinuses, and I was like, let me go to the doctor and go get first a COVID test. And then I got a strep test, and the doctor was like, yep, you got the sinus infection. So I had to deal with that. I've been dealing with that all weekend, so I've been kind of laying low. But
I saw you out and about at some sort of, weren't you at some sort of block party?
Yeah, I stopped by. I went to go see family, and I was like, oh, a little block party here. And then I saw a couple people that I knew. It was cute. It was nice.
Shawnee, note to self, yeah. Laura Stiles' version of I went to the doctor and I was low-key all weekend includes also going to a block party.
Oh, yeah. I stopped by a little block party, too.
A little block party to party it up. I took my kids to a trampoline park. I took my kids to an Autobahn racetrack where they was, like, zooming it up on go-karts. It was pretty dope. African Street Festival was this weekend. I hosted that.
Oh, where was that?
That's Commodore Battery Park, so that's right by the Brooklyn Navy Yard downtown. So that's
fun.
Like vendors and food and dancing.
You
and
are outside, guys. Out.
He's outside. You know, so it was a good weekend. Good weekend. Hey. Goodbye. How about you?
Hey, listen, enjoy the outside because we never know when it's going away again.
That's a fact.
If you keep your eye on what's going on in these other places when it comes to these variants and stuff, it is
not over.
It's not over. No, a lot of places, Australia, Israel. I mean, even right now I'm hearing California is having shutdowns.
Yeah, and you really? Know, I was telling Shawnee that when I was at the doctor, I was talking to the nurses, and they were basically telling me how people are not really getting tested like that.
Oh, yeah, the testing's gone.
Yeah, she's like, unless they're going to travel. But he's like, but for the most part, the numbers have dropped drastically.
So once they said New York City is open, people were like, all right, so we good now. It was done.
And so I wonder what that means also with the lack of testing about how realistic our current numbers are if no one's getting tested.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because like my mom in St. Kitts numbers were extremely low, like 13 cases on the island for the whole 2020. Then like two people popped up. And all of a sudden, everybody started getting tested. There's like 379 cases on the island.
I mean, that's what happens.
So people walking around with it, but they just not getting tested.
And spreading it. That's the sad part.
So they thought they were low, but they weren't. Once they got scared, they got tested and the numbers went up.
Although, think about how fast two people on a small island, think about how fast two can go to 379.
Yeah. All they need to do is go to a public place, go to one store, that's it.
Done.
Because once you, if you go to a store and your two goes to 10, right from that 10, the doubling to 20 to 40 to 80 to 160 to 320. Boom, uh-huh. We're there.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, I really do hope everyone's enjoying outside, not taking it for granted. Because the truth is, we actually don't know if the fall could somehow get, you know, God forbid, get crazy again. So I hope people are able to enjoy it.
And just continue to sanitize your hands, guys. Like the simple things. I think COVID or no COVID, that's something we should always continue to
stay
do.
Stay clean.
You know what I mean?
Hygiene.
Keep washing your hands. Keep sanitizing your hands. It's so important.
Do you guys feel comfortable? One last question on this subject. When you go out now. And like, Shawnee, you were hosting an event, so I'm sure you would have been the most in this situation. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the same as you used to about, like, dapping and hugging people repeatedly, or are you, like, a little more averse to it?
I've been a little hesitant, you know, throughout this whole 2020 into 2021. And, yeah, still, when I see people, it's just awkward, you know, you put your fist up and then their hand is out and then they want to hug and you put your fist up and everybody doesn't know what to do. And then the weird thing is because you get confused, people are just like, and then they hug you. They're like, screw it. And then just run up on you and hug you. Or some might just respect it and do it the fist bump. So,
or some will ask. Weird. Some will be like, yo, I'm vaccinated. I can hug you.
Right. I get that too. Hey, I'm vaccinated. They put their hand out.
And the hard part is though, if you're in public though, and if there's mad people around, it's like, yeah, well, you're vaccinated. But now other people just saw us do that, and they're like, oh, he's good with some hugs.
Right.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I have an event on Saturday in Bushwick, which I'm excited for. Supply and demand will be really fun. Hip-hop vendors, whole kind of extravaganza, and I'm performing a real late set with some of the artists from the album.
Dope.
I'm excited to see people, And I'm very comfortable. I mean, I'm vaccinated. I'm out. I'm talking to people. But the one part is that, like, I don't want to do 2 hours of dapping, shaking hands, and touching mad people.
That's oh, it's going to happen.
I think if you set a boundary and you set the precedent, that the precedent, then you can have people respect it.
Let people know early. It's fist bumps all day, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, who we got on the phone?
We got Letitia.
Letitia, hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, 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 good. What do you, where are you off to? Where do you for a living?
I'm off to work. Hello Fresh.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Hello Fresh.
Oh, nice. Hello Fresh.
Hello Fresh, word up. Okay.
It's food delivery.
Okay.
That's yes. What's
up. Like Fresh Direct, kind of?
There you go.
There you go.
Got you.
All right, who else
got,
is on the phone?
David.
David. David.
Good morning. Buenos dias, David.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, David.
Buenos dias.
And what do you do for a living, David?
I work as a case manager in the early intervention program.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for locking in with us, David.
That's dope, David. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Pete, guess what I have? I have some tickets.
What do you have?
Actually, you can, well, no, not tickets. It's actual gift card. So you can win $100 Stop and Shop gift card for the winner of Laura Never Loses.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do it.
So who's picking who?
Letitia, who you got? Me or P?
I got Laura.
All right, it's me and Letitia.
Right should be noted that I waxed Laura on Friday, but it's okay. It's okay.
Wow. Why are you bringing up all this stuff?
True. It's rare, Shawnee. I got to hold on to it.
All right.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Okay.
Okay, which TV star was released from jail after only two? Laura.
Bill Cosby
is correct. In the poem Humpty Dumpty, Where was he when he fell?
Peter.
Pete.
On a wall.
On a wall. That's a fact. Which singer will be producing a star and Peter. Starring?
What?
Pete.
Singer will be producing and starring.
Three.
Damn.
Two.
Singer.
I actually don't know.
One. And which singer will be producing and starring in a new HBO series?
Singer. Producing and starring.
That's what I said, Laura. That's what I said.
Two. One.
I don't know.
And it's the weekend.
Oh, man.
What country has the most natural lakes in the world?
Laura.
Laura.
I think it's Canada.
Canada is correct. Which superhero sequel movie just began production in Georgia? Pete?
Yeah, that was me. Which superhero production?
I think I know.
How about...
You could tie with this. Three. Shit. Two.
Spider-Man. One.
Incorrect.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is correct.
That sounds right.
Laura wins.
Yay! Letitia, you got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Yay! Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hold on. We're going to get your info. Hold on. David, sending you love, brother.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
All right.
Peace, David. Have a good one. Laura, what is coming up at Flashing Lights?
Oh, my God. I have some really cool news for you. You're going to be excited about this, Rosenberg, because you and I and a lot of other people, Shawnee, you too, are big fans of Snowfall.
That's a fact.
Snowfall talk.
Yes. So I have some really cool information for you guys coming up in a Flashing Lights report.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be
be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles can put us on.
Yeah, this is for all my Snowfall fans.
Talk to me cleanly.
So, according to Deadline Hollywood, they're saying that Damson Idris, aka Franklin Saint, is set to produce the upcoming season of Snowfall, season 5.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, what? Produce it too, huh?
Interesting. Interessante. You know, the show, for everyone who's late to the game, show was co-created by the late, great John Singleton. Mm-hmm. And alongside others, but he said that he's excited for this next chapter. He tweeted it when the news broke on Friday. And he basically, you know, in a recent interview, talked about how John Singleton left the code for the rest of the cast and crew to carry on season 4. And he feels very strongly that they can pull off an amazing season 5.
I like that. I like that. Because the thing is, like you said, he was around when Singleton was there. He knows the original kind of energy of where it was going.
Yeah.
And now Snowfall has gotten extremely popular in the last maybe just 2 seasons.
It's so crazy, right? Because it's been around for a while. Not since like last year.
Right.
And I don't know if it had anything to do with shutdown when we were all home, but.
Right, maybe.
Well, a lot of series have that breaking point where it takes 3 years before everyone comes on board.
Like, right.
Things go so fast now in some ways that, and there's so many shows that in order for you to have that moment, you need a few years for it to build up.
So now with all the new energy around it, they might have like new producers and directors and new production assistants. And it's like, you know what? Let me jump in here to keep the consistency before they try to take this
somewhere else.
Yeah, where the lead character.
And ruin the vibe.
Right. And it loses the vibe of where Singleton was actually
directed. I can give you the realistic part, Shani, which is, how about this show has gotten so big and I'm the reason and y'all want to keep me? You're going to add producer to my credits and give me more money.
And that could be very factual.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's probably what's going on.
He's not trying to keep the moral standard of Singleton.
You know, since I was close to John, I'm going to really run it like him.
Let me keep the integrity of the show.
I mean, listen, we don't even know the level to which Singleton, his brilliant hand guided the first season as much as it was an overall idea of his. I don't even know. I'm not even sure about that. But I know that Damson Idris has been amazing.
That's a fact.
He's probably going to be able to get more as time goes on.
Right. You know I'm about business.
You know I'm about business.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm excited that we're going to get another season. Unlike, did you read that Lovecraft Country is not getting another season?
I saw that, and I guess I can't be surprised because I wasn't able to stick with it, and I wanted to. But
what do you mean? You didn't? You really?
No.
Oh my God! I've never been so intrigued and confused.
That's the one with Michael K. Williams and
yes, Journey Smollett.
Yeah, Smollett.
Smollett.
Did you watch on it?
I never got a chance to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Sam, it was like. But horror, sci-fi, action, and then you got like American history.
Right, right.
It was dope, man.
I heard a lot about it. A lot of people were watching, but I did hear the confusing part.
Well, there was a whole SNL skit about the way people watch that show. It was so funny, yo. It was like the one character. It was Issa Rae when she was the host. She was like, wait, you guys don't watch Lovecraft Country? And they're like, no, what is it? And she starts describing it the way Laura did. She's like naming all the things that are in it, and they're staring at her like, what?
Yeah, because there's no way to describe it sounding like a regular person. You're like,
you start naming so many things.
And it's funny, and it's horror.
And sorcery, and
magic, murder,
mayhem. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
right. I'll tune in.
I got to try. The first episode I thought was absolutely brilliant. It was one of those, I was so excited. And then I watched episode 2 and thought it was mad weird.
No, man, it gets good. Go back and check it out if you can.
So you're ready.
I loved it. I finished it.
Shawnee, ready for what? It just got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying for the first season for anyone.
No, no, I know. I was just pointing out how Shawnee totally ignored what you said because you were like, yo, so you're ready, Laura.
I know. I combined Snowfall like, okay, we going again?
At your flashing light report. The time is 7 a.m. Today's going to be hot, high of 93 degrees, and rain around 5 p.m. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, I keep wanting to say it's Monday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday.
That's right.
That's right.
What's going on, man? It's Summer Jam season. Everybody was like, yo, you got to hook up on some tickets. I was like, you better go buy those tickets. People are ready. Like, yo, so what's up with them Summer Jam tickets? I was like, oh, yeah, Ticketmaster.
Yeah, they right there. They available to everybody.
Ticketmaster.
It's going to be the worst Summer Jam hookup season of all time.
Yeah.
People had a year away from it. This is the year that everyone is going to want the hook down. But sadly, for most of those people, I have something for you. It's not tickets.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't play.
Well, Laura, I'm going to keep mine basic today. There's a bevy of stories we could choose from when it comes to fireworks disaster. Because every year, there's a wide range, ranging from like really tragic to just like really stupid.
Right.
And
nothing to worry about.
To me, fireworks are such a congrats in general.
Mm.
Like, first of all, as a dog owner, I just hate them. Like, my dog, we were out in Long Beach with my girl's family. And so people just like, you know, they're just doing it all along all the beaches. So it lasts forever.
Yep.
It's not like it's just 9 to 9:30. It's the rest of the night. You hear them going off. And poor Bear hides in the bathroom. He's shaking. It's just terrible. And I understand people like, shut up. So what? Shut up, dog owner. But they're just like, they're stupid. It's literally just throwing, it's literally burning money. Like, yeah. for what? I mean, I guess they look pretty for a little while. I'm like the only person who's good watching them on TV. I'm like, oh, look, that's nice. Do I need them outside my house? Do I need us to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars as a country, millions and millions of dollars to blow things up?
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a lot. And there's so many people who get hurt. But they don't really publicize that unless it's, like, extreme.
Somebody sent me this thing about fireworks that I sent to Rosenberg, and it says fireworks. They were like, look, bees become so disoriented that they don't go back to their hives. Birds have panic attacks at night, causing mass deaths. Wild animals raising babies abandon their dens in fear. Fish and other animals perish after ingesting firework debris. Companion animals have anxiety and panic attacks, and humans have PTSD. I'm like, this is terrible. When you start reading all of that, you're like, oh, man.
Laura, that little IG that you sent me
was the biggest Debbie Downer of all time. I read it and I was like, oh my God, animals abandon their young in the dens because they get so scared.
It's fun though.
But it's so fun.
But it's so fun.
I mean, it's fun. But
spending money to blow things up is the American way, guys.
You know what? Hit me with the button. You're right.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
That's how you celebrate 4th of July.
You know what I'm saying?
Blow stuff up.
Let me tell
That's
you something.
What they do.
I can't speak for all Jews, but I don't know any Jews who set off fireworks. I do not. I am not holding a explosive in my hand. I'm good, fam.
Yeah. That's what we used to do as kids. I used to do it. You hold a firecracker, you have your friend light it, or you light it, you throw it. I'm trying to throw it before it pops.
Yeah, I'm good.
And then it pops in your hand, and you got blisters on your finger.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. Don't do it. Don't
remember
do
how that,
not do it.
Remember how that played out for Jason Pierre-Paul of the Giants?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I had a friend who did it with like an M80, which is basically like an eighth of dynamite.
No.
And lost two fingers.
Lost two fingers?
Two fingers.
Shawnee.
Two fingers. People play with it. There's no real. You go to the bodega and you buy tons of explosives and.
Hey, stop snitching.
Oh, yeah, wherever you get them, wherever you want them.
Congratulations.
I play myself. Yeah, in the hood, you get these fireworks
from wherever
you're a child
you
and there's no instructions. And you get a lighter and you get busy in these streets and it's dangerous. You
know Laura, what do you have?
Well, this person deserves the button.
Congratulations.
But
you played yourself.
Also, an old school, that's racist.
Oh, double up.
So this Australian reporter, Claire Lehman, was bold and decided to go on Twitter. She said she posted a picture of Shikari Richardson, okay? And she said, not sure whether the nails are real or fake, but in case you didn't know, very strong nails and hair are a side effect of steroid use.
Look, wow, really?
People in track know who is and who isn't on the roids. Just because they couldn't ping her on it doesn't mean they don't know. Then she posts a picture of Flojo. She said, Flojo, an obvious drug user, had the nails. She died in her sleep at age 38 because that's what a lifetime of drug use does to the body.
Okay. That's what,
like, this woman was just spewing the most disgusting things. I'm like,
lies.
And just left it there. Like, you know how some people are just like, let me just delete this. I messed up. No. She was proud of it, too. And then, you know, a bunch of people had to, like, you know, fact check her. Of course, they don't care. Flojo's own, her autopsy from 1998, the cause of death was officially attributed to suffocation due to an epileptic seizure.
Right.
And it's important to note, Flojo never produced a positive drug test. Anyway, not that it matters because this woman would never care about the facts. She's just a big old racist.
Right.
And deserves a double button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's racist.
Oh, combo.
Big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't
play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Heavy on the
Well, guys, do you know every year I watch Independence Day like it's like a Christmas movie on Christmas. It's my favorite thing to watch on Independence Day.
I meant to watch that this weekend, too.
Do you know it was 25 years?
Wow.
25 years since Independence Day. And so the young people out there, y'all don't understand how, literally how big a movie that was.
Right.
It was, at the time, I think it made $870 million, second biggest movie of all time. And it was when Will Smith went from being like our favorite TV star to the biggest movie star in the world. It was that movie was
every,
it.
Every Independence Day.
Well, not every Independence Day, Sean. It was just one Independence Day.
But I mean, remember he started releasing movies every Independence
Day. Oh, that's right. That's right. He went like 4 years straight or something like that.
Yeah, and was like selling out.
Oh, because Men in Black was the next year.
Yeah. Independence Day was his thing.
I forgot that he was Mr. Independence Day. That's right.
Yeah.
If you never watched that movie, it's one of the most rewatchable movies of all time. It's fantastic. All right, guys, we got a lot to do. DJ John, for better or for worse, is going to step in the room. He will have summer jams. Yes. We are all here. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Loyalty over royalty. I know the vibes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Back at it, but the good news is, short week. You know what I'm saying? Today's Wednesday of Jace, when you think about it.
I mean, that's a fact.
I know.
You know, we only got four this week, so this is not that bad. This is a doable week, and it gives us all the more patience to deal with people who you don't necessarily want to deal with at work. Oh, hey, it's DJ John.
Damn. That's disrespect.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
The DJ John.
Johnny.
The DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
His mic doesn't work. He has a pirate's hat on. Is that a pirate's hat?
DJ John.
That is a pirate's hat.
Okay.
Yo, I like that DJ John. What it? Oh, he's trying every microphone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is such a bad start.
Wow.
Nothing's working. Everything's falling apart. He's dropping everything.
Well, listen, DJ John's life as well. He's looking good. He's got. He's found love. But he still doesn't know how to work a microphone.
What do you mean? I had like two microphones I was trying to try on. It wasn't
DJ John. How was your holiday weekend?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I spent time with some new people I'd never met in my life, and they were great guests.
Wait, no, this was the weekend where you were going to go hang out with your girlfriend's friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Amazing. They were great. They were so phenomenal. Food was amazing.
Did you end up bringing anything?
Yeah, of course. You think I don't come empty-handed. Never.
So what'd you bring?
Listen, we won't talk about that. We don't talk about that. But we'll talk about the amount of
food. We already talked about it.
That was what the whole conversation was about. How do you not want to talk about it?
Because I brought things. I brought the laughter. I brought the environment. Nah.
Oh, so you brought nothing?
Shout out to my lady. She was like, don't bring anything. I bought a lot. She did buy a lot of stuff. She did prepare a lot of things. What I did was I helped her. On Friday night, I helped her prepare a lot of stuff she needed to prepare.
Okay.
We went to a couple of stores, bought a couple of things.
Bought things.
So I was her helper. So I helped her. Helper. Yeah. Mm. We got there early. I tried to help set up and
help set up.
Yeah.
So you didn't bring anything. Again, just a long way of answering was you didn't in the end bring it. Laura's looking at you with a side eye because she told you to bring something. And the long story you told was you were going to meet your girlfriend's crew for the first time. Laura, the only woman on the show, said definitely bring something.
And
instead you were Santa's little helper. That's what you're saying.
Yo, I was a great helper, man. Listen, I'd rather be a Santa's helper than not bring anything. So I did bring something.
There you go.
I brought help.
Gosh.
All right, man. DJ John, what are you giving away right now?
Oh, August 22nd, MetLife Stadium Summer Jam 2021 tickets, baby. So you want to be in the building? Of course you do. Be calling number 9 right now and get those tickets, baby.
Oh, Rosenberg, I heard we're going to announce some new names pretty soon.
What?
Oh, when is that happening?
I don't know yet, but I know they're pretty big names that are going to announce.
I know. Really? I saw. Well, let me put it this way. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Be careful.
Nothing.
Because I was threatened.
I'm going to say this, though. The names that we're adding are not like add-on names. They're like top-of-the-bill kind of names, but for whatever business reasons, they were not able to announce these names when the lineup came out. So the names that are getting added to Summer Jam, don't think we're adding a little, like, you know, Rosenberg's adding one more friend to the Anne Friends. No. These are big names. So stay tuned. August 22nd, going to be, oh yes, Shawnee, many a bomb will be dropped on that Summer Jam stage. And right now, you have the chance to be in the building. Caller 9-1-800-223-9797. All you have to be is smarter than DJ John. Who not got, that hard.
Who you got on the line?
Anthony.
Anthony. Yep.
Yo, Tony.
Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Tony.
Tony Toe. What's going on, man? Where are you calling from?
What's going on? Good morning, guys. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Were there lots of late night fireworks in your neighborhood?
Yes. All around for like 2 to 3 hours straight.
Do you have a dog or no?
Nah, no dog. Just rooftop. I mean, it was popping though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Okay. Here's the question, Anthony, from Laura Stiles to see if you can get into Summer Jam.
All right, Anthony. In the movie Independence Day, who is attacking the Earth?
Independence.
The aliens.
Boom.
Wow. That is true. It's literally aliens.
You got it
Right? You got it right. You're about
to get the wrong sound.
Nope, it's right enough, DJ John.
Aliens. All right, DJ John.
Okay.
In the movie Independence Day.
I'm looking it up. Give me a second.
What is the president's last name?
Oh, Rogers.
Steve Whitmore. Rogers. It's Whitmore.
No, it's
not.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Steve Rogers.
Hey, Anthony, you're going to Summer Jam, buddy.
Yeah, baby. That's what's up.
Anthony, congratulations.
Who are you bringing to Summer Jam, Anthony?
Not sure. Maybe my brother.
Okay. All right. Find some mischief with Anthony and his brother. Yeah, all right.
Anthony.
My little bro, you know?
All right, man. Anthony, hold on 1 second. You're in the building August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. It is going to be an incredible, incredible Summer Jam. Summer Jam is back, baby. Laura Stiles, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, there was this terrible story about Lil Uzi Vert hitting his ex-girlfriend. Guns were involved. I'll give you the details on this. I'll give you more details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Ugh, this story isn't good, guys. Now, this is, I'm seeing more people report it. TMZ, High Snobiety. They're saying that Lil Uzi Vert has been accused of hitting and pointing a gun at his ex-girlfriend, Brittany Byrd. They're saying basically that she was dining with an artist named St. John in West Hollywood.
He's a great guy.
When Uzi arrived and confronted them, allegedly flashing his gun in the process, causing bystanders to run, then Uzi allegedly put a gun to her stomach and struck her, allegedly. So, I mean, listen, I saw Lil Uzi Vert doing dances, breakdancing at a white party over the weekend. So I don't know. I don't know if this story is true. I don't know if it's just a rumor, but it's not good either way.
Yeah, I just read the story too. Who knows if that's true? If it's true, it's terrible. I don't even understand why this conversation would be happening. Yo, man, dude's really... Listen, we don't know if this is true at all, but in general, dudes really trip out about things like exes and dating new people, and people really getting their feelings crazy and act nuts. So any of those things ends up feeling possible when you hear these stories, because we've seen so many times when dudes do things that are completely insane.
Celebrities are not, but especially if you're a celebrity, it's like, you really think no one's going to recognize you?
I just don't understand. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you think it's going to be clean to just run up on somebody? If, you know, again, Rosenberg and I are saying we don't know if this is true or not, but just hypothetically speaking, just running up in broad daylight with a gun and, you know, punching somebody
This story is terrible, but it's all very alleged. Laura, there's another tragedy that went on over the weekend, which is not alleged. It's confirmed.
What?
The party that Lil Uzi Vert was dancing at, that all-white party. I really can't deal with these celebrity parties where I see pictures of Bobby Shmurda and Robert Kraft of the Patriots. I just can't do it, guys. I can't do it.
They're going to be like, are you mad because you weren't invited?
No, first of all, two things. I have enjoyed my times when I've hobnobbed with celebrities. We know I enjoy a good name drop when I come back. No doubt. However, two things. I've never done an all-white party on principle. Number one, as the white guy on this show, I won't go to anything that says all-white.
Exactly.
If it says all-white anything, I'm not going. Wow.
You've never been to a party with all-white people? That's what you're trying to say?
Well, unintentionally I have, but leave my former in-laws out of this, Shawnee. Now, I don't go to anything that says all-white. But then in terms of the literal all-white of it, like the outfit, like, Shawnee's a guy who could pull off all white.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Oh, of course you are, Shawnee, because you're thin, you're tall, you have dark skin. You can wear the all white.
That white, I'm coming in gleaming, bro.
Gleaming. Yeah.
What we doing, bro?
When you're short and not well built and white, the all white turns into all paste. I'm not doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm never going to an all white party. And
don't
especially,
invite you.
No, well, don't worry. No one's going to. But, and then if I have to see Lil Uzi Vert breakdancing with Robert Kraft and Michael Rubin of the 76ers, I'm going to blow my brains out.
That doesn't inspire you more.
Nah, man. Where was Rihanna this weekend, man? I want to see where the real party was. This was nonsense.
Facts.
Oh, my gosh. Such a flashing light. But the time is 8 a.m. Today, high of 93 degrees and alternate set parking rules are in effect.
Man.
Hilarious.
What a party pooper.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
You will be invited to an all-white party this summer.
You think I will be?
Yeah.
Nah.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and my boy, Rosenberg.
Wake up!
Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here. Good morning. So, Rosenberg, a lot of things went down over the weekend, man. 4th of July celebrations, people getting together for the first time.
You know what I'm saying? Since 2019.
A lot of good vibes.
We outside.
But with that comes a lot of crazy, because people haven't been together in a long time. A lot of people haven't seen each other who didn't need to see each other.
And you know what? A lot of people getting loose off the goose. There was a lot of drinking going on. And like you said, you haven't seen people in a long time. I could imagine. I know some people must have got a little too loose.
Yeah, there's a lot of hugging and handshaking. And because, you know, I don't know. It's just like we were talking about earlier in terms of people wanting to shake your hand, but you don't know whether to do the fist bump or hug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a little confusing. But imagine at a barbecue or a function and it's your uncle. You know, or it's your cousin or it's your aunt or something. And they're going to give you the big hug and kiss you all in your face and neck. And you're kind of like.
But even beyond that, Shawnee, but what about the family members and friends that you haven't seen in a long time and they have a little too much to drink?
Vomiting all over the place.
Or just saying something that's inappropriate. You know, I'm sure there was people who got into some arguments and fights over the weekend.
Right. Well, there's only one way to find out, guys. 1-800-223-9797. What was the situation that occurred as a result of people who hadn't seen each other in a long time getting back together? Could have been just people feeling different about coronavirus and how they should act.
I'm sure there was some fights over that, Rosenberg.
So you have that, but you also just have people who've been able to avoid each other for a long time who now just weren't able to avoid each other anymore.
Right.
They had to see each other.
Right.
Enough hiding.
The annoying aunt or uncle who always says something that's politically incorrect.
Get over here,
something
baby.
Offensive, or I don't know.
But that's racist.
I know you got to skip. Yo, there are people out there who got to avoid Trump family members the entire election cycle. And now they see them like, y'all know that election was rigged.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I'm sure.
A lot of people came together. And that's great. It's great that people came together. But with that, you know some nonsense also happened.
And let's keep it real, Rosenberg. There's also people that are still adjusting, kind of getting back into regular society. Like, some people are not ready to be around too many others. Or when your family is a lot and you're going to have family barbecue and you're like, whoa, I wasn't ready for all this, man.
Right, yeah. I mean, I was outside a little bit throughout having to do certain things as kind of like an essential or whatever. But even now, I'm like, it's too many people outside now. I got used to it being more scarce. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's interesting too. It makes perfect sense. Of course.
It was quiet and cool, and now it's hectic and everybody's excited. I'm just like, calm down.
You're like, yeah, I was out here when no one else was out here. I had a whole vibe. I had a situation. Now what the hell is going on?
Right.
It's crazy.
Crazy times, guys. I fortunately did not have any of those situations this weekend. Everyone that I saw was generally normal. Either people that I've already seen, been seeing, or in general, just nothing crazy. I mean, maybe a conversation or two that didn't need to have, but generally it was cool.
I stumbled into a crazy situation this week.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't crazy in the sense of stuff went left, but it was just more people than I expected.
Okay.
I was invited to a baptism, right?
Oh, okay.
So they was like, we're going to have a baptism, and then after that, we're going to have a dinner, a little lunch. It was little lunch, right?
A little lunch, okay.
Cool. So, you know, we go to the church, go to the baptism, everything's cool. There was about 10 people there. Like, all right, cool, we're going to go have lunch. And I'm like, okay, where's the lunch? And they send me the address to the lunch. We get there, and it's a castle. Right?
What?
It's a big catering hall castle. I'm like, wow, this seems like a little much for a baptism lunch.
Especially during we're still technically,
So it was cool.
Little panini.
It was still about 10 of us. We was chilling. Then more people started arriving, dressed in suits and dressed in dresses. And I'm like, what's going on here? Right? They're like, oh no, we're going to move into the cocktail hour in a second. I'm like, cocktail? What's going on here? Next thing you know, it's a full out wedding reception because
Oh my God.
So what happened was, because of COVID last year, a family member of mine didn't get to have their wedding ceremony. So in turn, they had it this year instead of having the wedding ceremony last year, except they didn't tell me it was a wedding ceremony.
Oh my God, so you went in there thinking you were just going to a small baptism with a little lunch, and it turned into a whole wedding reception?
It was a great time, by the way. It was a great time.
But it
was like the pride of the cinch.
Wow. Yeah, because you didn't sign up for that. And if you really think about it, you would be like, I don't know if you would say yes to a whole wedding reception. You know what I mean? Like,
it was great.
Oh,
it was a good time,
gosh.
Though. It was a good time, but it was definitely a reversal. Wasn't what I was expecting.
Yo, now,
was it surprising?
There was a lot of that.
Was it surprising to everybody or just you? Was everybody in on it that they knew they were going to this reception?
No, not everybody was in on it. There were a lot of people that were surprising.
That's sneaky.
Wow.
That's sneaky.
But it was lit. You know what I'm saying?
So all's well that ends well, Casta.
It's all's well that ends well. It's a great way to have it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that's happening a lot with people that weren't able to celebrate stuff last year and they're just getting back to doing it this year.
Yeah, I got a couple of tweets that they were like, back to our family members drinking a little too much and arguments sparking. You know what I mean? I mean, I knew that was going to happen.
Right. We got Jeremy on the line.
Jeremy.
Yo, good morning, guys.
What happened, Jeremy?
My grandmother got a little too loose and started
getting
everybody down for money.
What?
No. Wow. Wait,
everybody that owed her money from like the past 15 years, she started shaking them down. Heavy.
I like it.
She was like, yo, we get to see you in person. I've been looking for you. That's funny. Well,
and COVID was...
My question is, how many people owed grandma money?
Right.
Oh, man. I'd say four off the top of my head.
There you go.
Damn, the way you're saying that, let me ask you, why you owe grandma money?
No. I'm the good nephew. I don't owe grandma money. Right. I give grandma money.
There you go.
I stay under the wing.
You're like, I'm innocent. That's funny, though. That's funny. Grandma shaking people off. Like, hey, remember that? Remember that 500?
What's going on, baby? Where my money?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Soundboy, turn off the little jump on tin pants on the way up.
Here we go.
Wow.
Oh, shout out to my guy, Mike Medium. He sent over this remix. This is a vibe, Shawnee.
A little reggae version of it.
Yeah, what is this? Some new life.
Okay.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, happy Tuesday, everyone. Nice short week after the holiday. Nice day, getting hot again. No more 70s, up highs in the 90s, low 90s today. Maybe some rain later on today. Laura Stiles, how you feeling?
I am good. I'm just looking at all these people that are celebrating birthdays.
Ooh, what? Birthday vibes.
Pick up all the cancers.
Yes, all the sensitive cancers out there.
I mean, those are my half-brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, yep. My mother and my sister are cancers. Nope,
and I'm on the border of Leo and Cancer, so let's do it. Am I guessing or not?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, Peter. Let's see how
birthday
let's see
time.
How sharp your skills are. Mm-hmm. I mean, Shawnee, who you got? Let's
He's
kick
the
things
master
off.
Of off by one. Let's go with because we know you're a Wu-Tang fan, and that was early inspiration to your hip hop loving career.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. How old is Inspect the Deck?
I'm just going to take a random stab at Inspector Deck because I really don't know and say 49.
Oh, 51.
Okay, off by two.
51. Big up Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
What up, Deck?
What up, Inspector Deck?
The Rebel Lioness.
All right, Rosenberg. This is somebody. We have a love-hate relationship. You know, we love him, but I don't know if he loves us back. But we still try to grab him for an interview anytime we can when he's in the hallways of our station. Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart, we do love him, and he does hate us. Kevin Hart is very close to me in age. I'm going to go ahead and say that Kevin Hart is 43 years old.
Oh, wow. 42.
Missed the off by
Yo,
one.
The most annoying thing about off by one is it always means I was about to say the right one,
right.
And I didn't. God damn it.
Let's go with a little more sports.
Okay.
You know, the young, I don't want to say icon in the making, maybe, but we'll just go with he made a big splash on the scene when he jumped in. Zion Williamson.
He's a kid. Zion Williamson's probably 21 years old.
Yeah.
On the nose.
There we go. There we go.
R.I.P.
Had to get one.
All right. All right. We're going to wrap this up. Whatchamacallit. You know, another one who loves us and hates us, you know?
Oh, wow.
We never know what we're going to get when he visits us. But the amazing 50 Cent.
Oh, first of all, 50 only loves and hates Ebro. He loves all of us.
He loves Queens. You know what I'm saying? Queens.
Queens.
50. This is a tough one. 50. 40. 47.
Oh, he's 46 man. Years old.
Damn it. Damn it.
So close.
Off by one king, baby.
Man, shout out to all the cancers, man. Shout out to everyone celebrating a birthday.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, Pete, look, you know, the Marvel Universe is expanding all the time, and it's been going to some really cool places over the years. But this is a big rumor that King Louis sent to me, and I thought it was pretty cool. So, you know, right now, one of the most buzzed about titles is the She-Hulk live-action comedy that's going to bring Jennifer Walters, She-Hulk, which is Tatiana Maslany, into the Marvel Universe. I've heard, you know, people talking about it. But right now, there's a rumor that Megan Thee Stallion might be doing a little pop up into the movie.
Oh wait, not as She-Hulk, but she may
No. She would just be like a, you know, like a special, like I honestly I don't know what her character might be. It might be something small. Who knows?
Okay, good. As long because when I read the story that Louis sent, I was like, I don't like this as a way for Megan to get in the movies is as She-Hulk.
Yeah, no.
But
no.
As a little, she's gonna pop up in the movie. That's that.
That's super dope, right? No, I think she's just gonna do a little cameo, kind of like how Cardi B is doing her Fast 9 cameos.
By the way, I could see Megan Thee Stallion going on one day to be a huge talk show host.
Like, really?
I could. I see Megan. Don't get me wrong. I think Megan's a solid artist, but I think her appeal to people is relatability and charm.
You know, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
That's just my personal prediction. I could see her going on to really being like either an actor or an interviewer. I just think she has so much charm, charisma, and like likability that none of those jobs would surprise me.
Did you also see this over the weekend? This made me really sad. Lovecraft Country is not coming back, guys. It's not coming back to HBO. They announced in a statement that they did not renew the show for a second season. And it was crazy because when on Twitter, people were saying that the actors really thought that they were going to come back and shoot another one.
Damn. Well, listen. They can also be amazed that they had one season because when anyone tries to explain Lovecraft Country, you're like, what are you talking about? So the fact that they managed to pull it off, I know it sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. That's pretty amazing, because when you describe it, very hard to do.
Yeah, I could never, like, when people are like, what's it about? I'm like, well, it's horror, sci-fi, there's some comedy, American history, it's gory, too, and then there's monsters, and people are looking at you like, what the hell are you talking about? But,
so guys, imagine trying to
the
pitch
one thing that
show.
We could all agree on is that it was so good.
Yeah, I got to finish it. I started it, and the second episode kind of threw me off. I want to go back now, but it's a bummer that it's gone.
Yeah, man. That's your Flashing Lights report. Today will be a high of 95 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ebro in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice.
Jason A. Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.